Hey, this is Brian Friedman. I'm here with Jared Zeller, founder of the Mid-City Bayou Boogaloo Festival, coming up May 19th through the 21st. Welcome, Jared.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Is there a sneak peek you can give us as to some of the acts that we can look forward to this year?
Sure. So I can tell you that, you know, we typically have, you know, some Mardi Gras Indians. We'll have some Zydeco music. We'll have some Grammy Award-winning artists, that I can assure you. As far as some other programming that's going to take place, we have grown this. It's called the Paddle Battle. So it's a canoe and kayak race that'll take place on Bayou St. John. And we really spent the last couple of years kind of starting this thing and trying to grow it. So it has legs.
And talk a little bit about the origins of this festival. It got started after Katrina?
It did. I looked at the models that I thought was working, which was French Quarter Fest and Wednesdays at the Square, and they seem to have a different take on how you present performance art. And basically, we're giving the entertainment away for free. There's no ticket charge, no cover charge, if you will. So anyway, I looked at those models and said, hey, maybe I should try this. So this is pre-Katrina. And Super Sunday, the event that takes place annually on Bayou St. John, kind of inspired me to use the space. I'm like, wow, this is a great space, and this is a great event. Why doesn't anybody do anything else here? So those were the origins of the idea. And then Katrina really just kind of put it into motion. You know, I felt like there was a need at that point for an event that, you know, created some positivity and, you know, in the early days. And still, part of our programming now is built around, you know, educating the public, bringing in community partners, other nonprofits, and helping them raise money, helping and bring some awareness to some of the causes that are in alignment with our mission.
Tell us a little bit about that first festival back then.
Yeah, that one was, it was magical. You know, it really was. I think that I came back to New Orleans in October of 2005 and, you know, did a quick assessment of the neighborhood, and it was pretty devastated, as you know. And so I said, man, wouldn't it be great to have something positive that kind of uplift this community and remind us why we live here? And we did. So the first year, we had roughly, I would say, probably 5,000 people. It was one stage. And I think at that moment, I kind of knew it was a magical event.
Now, you mentioned, you know, just being on Bayou St. John. It's a really great space. But is there anything else that kind of makes this festival kind of unique amongst all of the other festivals that happen in New Orleans?
Yeah, that's a good question. And over the last couple of years, I think we've realized that our niche is Bayou St. John. It is the proximity to the water. It is that this festival is one with the water. I mean, we have really tried to focus on that and encourage people to get in their boats. And you'll see, you know, people come assemble barges, you know, and float a barge out there with a group of friends. And so that really is a great spectacular moment when, you know, we see all the boats in the water and you see the photos of people with their handmade vessels. It's pretty fun.
Where can we learn more about the Bayou Boogaloo Festival?
On the website, obviously. It's thebayouboogaloo.com.
Well, Jared, thanks for coming in. It sounds like another great Bayou Boogaloo Festival.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
For WWNO and NOLAV.com, this is Brian Friedman signing off.